Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has made arrests in Operation Fox Hunt. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the FBI is proud to have this investigation culminate in criminal charges, the first of their kind. Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 before hitting the Louisiana coast Wednesday. Winds were in excess of 110 miles an hour and left nearly 2 million people without power. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The family of Walter Wallace Jr., the 27-year-old shot and killed by police in West Philadelphia Monday, held a press conference Wednesday. Father Walter Wallace Sr. does not like the way Philadelphians are reacting.
And I don't condone no violence, tearing up the city, looting up the stores, and all this chaos going. And I would feel like, is everybody having any respect for my family and my son to stop this violence and chaos was going on in the city? I mean, we got good cops and we got bad. That's the system in the system. I'm not faulting. Somebody had to be all accountable for what they did.
A National Guard and curfew order has since been put into effect citywide. Nice, France Mayor Christian Estrasi says there has been a terrorist attack at the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. Reports say 3 are dead and many are injured. A suspect was shot and is now in police custody. France's national anti-terror prosecutors have opened a murder inquiry. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Melbourne, the second biggest city in Australia, ended its 111-day lockdown on Wednesday. The state of Victoria eased restrictions after recording 0 new coronavirus cases on Monday for the first time since June. Now is the time to open up, Daniel Andrews, the state's top official, said during a media briefing. The city of 5 million people must stay within 25 kilometers, that's about 16 miles, of their homes. A border between regional Victoria and Melbourne will also remain. State government says Melbourne residents can now leave their homes without permission. Shops, cafes, salons, restaurants, bars, and places of worship can reopen. That's affecting about 180,000 jobs. NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks about the short track.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, that brings a special lure to it, that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me. I've won twice there. I've got One clock in my house and one clock in my office here.
The race is at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy. We do it because we know that it's hard and getting harder still in the midst of this election as we are in the final days of this 2020 presidential election. And it's absolute madness trying to figure out. I mean, you know, the polls are all over the place in some cases. A 17% disparity. Are you kidding me? That Joe Biden, one who has lacked candor, you know, to put it nicely, who has repeatedly lied, 47 years of political rhetoric, which he's refined that he can even somehow, through his mental incapacitation at times, can still manage to mumble it out because he's been doing this for so long. So maybe some of this is just muscle memory, but along with the muscle memory are the continuation of the lies that he can't help but tell because that's what he knows. And I wonder, Megan Barth, if he even knows the difference between the truth and a lie. Megan Barth, co-chair, or actually I should say founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, joins us now. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you say? I mean, it amazes me that this is as tight as it is. I mean, I get it that people don't like Donald Trump. But when you look at his policies, look at the GDP growth for this third quarter, 33.1%. I mean, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the team said that, what does Trump have? Some sort of magic wand that he thinks he's going to do over 1.8%? That's the new GDP normal for America because Barack Obama, in his theoretical mind, that's all he could envision for this country, but not Donald Trump. And I would dare say that we'd have been, 4 or 5% well on our way if we had just a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine if we didn't have Democrat governors that have kept their state in a perpetual mask mandate and lockdown. Nevada, for example, where I live, supposedly the governor is going to come out today and maybe tighten things more.
Wow.
Now, let's keep in mind that we've been, under a mask mandate and a shutdown since March here in Nevada. We've got over a $2 billion hole in our state budget because of this shutdown. And if masks work, then why are we having spikes?
Exactly.
Why are we having spikes in the states that have a statewide mask mandate? This should show you that what we have been witness to since March is not biological science. This is political science, where masks have become a weapon of the politically woke of the Democrat mayors and governors across this country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe Biden doesn't know much, but he does know, as he admitted, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that he is Kamala Harris's running mate.
Yeah, he knows, at least for that moment of lucidity.
We all know that.
Yes.
Bill. We all know that he's really not the guy at the top of the ticket.
Right.
He's simply just a figurehead.
Yeah, and it's a matter of time, and maybe that's why Nancy Pelosi was investigating the 25th Amendment not that long ago. Some people, you know, the media, mainstream media was all over, saying, oh, he's going after Trump. Trump was smart. He's not coming after me. He's coming after Biden. You know, that's how that's breaking down. But as you say, here's these Democratic states, and the people are figuring it out slowly but surely here, Megan, that it is the Democratic states and localities, mayors of cities and that sort of thing, that are really jumping the shark on all this, whether it's COVID or the welcome mat that they put out for Antifa and BLM and all these riots. I mean, you know, they're not happening in these states where, you know, they're run by, you know, by Republican governors or Republican operatives, because they've been real clear with BLM and these activists saying, hey, if you bring that stuff here, it ain't going to last long.
Exactly. And AOC was out the other day and said, well, I mean, they're not stealing refrigerators. They're not stealing appliances. You know, they're just stealing bread. They're just
as you see the person rolling out yeah. a washing machine out the road at the Walmart, right?
Right. And I'm like, you don't hijack a Walmart and you don't storm a Walmart to just take over the bread aisle.
Yes.
You know, and this is exactly all of this lawlessness, all of this chaos are in Democrat-run cities. And that is just a microcosm of what could happen and what will happen, I predict, after the election. The left is not going to go away quietly.
Oh, no.
They didn't go away quietly in 2016. They actually dragged our country through 4 years of impeachment hearings and Russian collusion hearings and all these smoke and mirrors in order to deflect from the fact that it was actually the left that was colluding with Russian agents and foreign agents to overthrow this president.
Exactly.
Overthrow the election.
You know, Megan, go ahead.
The left is really good at the distraction and the deflection. And so they have promised, I mean, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes.
And what the left is Nancy Pelosi. The left is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The left is Antifa. And the left is Black Lives Matter. And whenever we see Black Lives Matter or Antifa or a combination thereof, they aren't rioting in the name of social justice. They are rioting in the name of insurrection.
Yes.
And these riots have been promised to us to continue after the election.
Well, it's what we talked about with John Guandola earlier, Megan, and that is their objective, you know, like you just said, exactly. When they tell you they're going to burn it all down, that that's their goal, I mean, what else are you to understand? And slowly but surely, to the earlier point, people are realizing it. I don't know if you noticed this yesterday, but one of the top trending searches on Google was, how do I change my vote?
Yeah, and people aren't looking to change their vote. Trump supporters aren't looking to change their vote. You know, you and I both know that very well.
Right.
63 million people in 2016 is more like probably 80 million people, if not more, in 2020. And those people are die-hard Trump supporters, dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporters. So what this tells you is that, number one, early voting is a sham, and I've said that since we started implementing early voting, and I think the Democrats were lobbying for early voting, so they weren't caught off guard by the October surprises. They were hoping that their voters would be stupid enough to simply vote ignorantly and not wait until all the facts come out. And all the facts that have come out in just the last 2 weeks since the New York Post dropped the Hunter Biden laptop hard drive clips that were trying to be suppressed, or were suppressed, rather, by Twitter and the tech overlords. Many of those people, after the New York Post article and after the debate, one of the largest searches on Google was, how do I change my vote?
Exactly.
And there are plenty of states that allow, and many of the swing states and Rust Belt states that allow for people to change their votes.
Well, they're checking it out. The other thing to look at here, which I think is quite interesting and revealing, Megan, is, you know, my brother lives in Los Angeles, and he reports consistently on
you know, these car parades supporting Donald in Los Angeles, at San Diego, over 1,000 boats in a boat parade supporting Trump. You know, there was the other day, Rodeo Drive. They went through, you know, the high rent district of Los Angeles with a parade of cars that one reporter said was over a mile long for Donald Trump. That's quite telling in a very definitive Democratic state like that.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The Friday, the Friday.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as Megan Barth was saying earlier, you know, we've got to listen up, and I think we are. I think more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that, BLM, the Marxists, Antifa, these communist, Chinese communist infiltrated groups, and that's what we're finding out. I mean, if you go to our website, you'll see a revealing video there from Trevor Loudon that spells all this out. But people are starting to, you know, connect the dots and realize what the Democratic Party represents. It is not your grandmother or your grandfather's Democratic Party. It is far. It's been taken over, you know, by the leftists that are on a mission. And their mission, I know it's hard to believe because you're thinking, this is the United States of America. How could a political party within our government do anything antithetical or anything that would harm this constitutional republic? Well, you better believe it and see it for what it is, because it is that obvious, isn't it, Megan Barth?
Yeah, and there have been reports that have been leaking out prior to and during this Joe Biden scandal, that the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP, or the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has infiltrated local municipality government, has cozied up to what they would consider friendly politicians, and they rank politicians according to their friendliness to see if they can infiltrate government, American government. And that is at the local and state and even federal level.
Mm-hmm.
We've had sweeping charges brought by the DOJ and arrests against Chinese spies or actors within the American, for example, education system. A professor from Harvard was arrested on espionage charges of working with the communist Chinese. A police officer in New York was arrested on working with the communist Chinese. And so the communist Chinese, you know, Joe Biden wants to call them a competitor and not an enemy. Mm. Well, they sure as hell are an enemy.
Yes.
And the fact is that Joe Biden and his family enriched themselves off of the communist Chinese relationship at the expense of the American worker.
Exactly.
Joe Biden might not want to talk about his son, but he sure as hell should be questioned about the money that he made and his family made in general from these types of relationships that his son created for him.
And Donald Trump was... Yeah, exactly. And Donald Trump was correct, Megan, in calling out Biden in the number of jobs. I mean, and you would think the media would look into it. Of course, you would think, but that's not what they do. Look into it to say, okay, well, this is the amount of jobs that Joe Biden had shipped over to China and overseas, and what it cost American workers. Even if you say, okay, I'm not going to look over the 47 years, just look at the 8 years that he was associated with Barack Obama.
The 8 years that he was associated with Barack Obama, and then his votes for NAFTA and his votes to allow the communist Chinese into the World Trade Organization. You know, after the communist Chinese entered the World Trade Organization and after President Bill Clinton signed NAFTA, 70,000 American factories closed. So when the Democrats tell you they're all for the middle class, well, then why are they, why did Joe Biden promise and Kamala Harris promise to, repeal the Trump tax cuts? Those Trump tax cuts, actually, the greatest swath of Americans that received the benefits of those tax cuts are the middle class.
Exactly.
See, in socialist caste societies, there is no middle class. There is the serf or the working class, and then there's the ruling class. And the Democrats want to be the ruling class. They want a two-party system. And I don't mean by Republicans and Democrats. I mean by one party, which is the Democrats, and then the American people as their serf.
Exactly.
That's what they want.
Yeah, pretty close to California.
Yes, exactly. I mean, are we going to look to California as the economic engine of this country, especially when it's on fire? The whole entire state is one inferno.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, too, and I haven't heard a lot about this, and I really don't understand why, but illegal immigration is still a problem. And the Democrats, when they debated each other before selecting Joe Biden as their candidate, They all promise and raise their hands to give our hard-earned money and our health care to people who have no business being here, who cross the border illegally, and that would be illegal aliens, giving them free, quote-unquote, free health care. California gives illegal aliens free health care. Mm-hmm. They give them free education. Now, if you did everything legally and you cross the border legally, you don't get all those perks. You have to be illegal.
You have to be sponsored.
That shows you exactly that the Democrat Party, not only the riots on the street, are indicative of the lawlessness, but the protection of illegal aliens by the Democrats is also another form of lawlessness.
Well, at ReaganBabe.com, Megan has posted up there several articles to note, and one in particular we touched on it just a moment ago, and this blockbuster report that is revealing how the Biden family was compromised by China. I mean, how do you elect Joe Biden as president when you know that, you know, if you don't want to go to the point and say he's absolutely corrupt, I'll give you that. But how do you say that he's not compromised by what the Chinese have on him and Hunter Biden?
Joe Biden is a national security threat, full stop. The fact that he's allowed to run for the office of the presidency, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Because his family received billions of dollars, billions, from the communist Chinese. Joe Biden's son worked with Chinese spies and called it a big effing deal, much like his father called Obamacare.
Exactly.
That was found in one of the files on his hard drive. So we literally have a family who has worked with communist Chinese spies who wants to have the power, once again, of the White House and the executive authority. I mean, you think that only conservatives have, and Rudolph Giuliani has, Hunter Biden's copy of the hard drive?
Oh, you know.
The communist Chinese have all of these pictures of Hunter Biden in various scandalous poses with underage girls. This is blackmail material.
Exactly. Well, and the thing
is,
that is
a national security threat.
And the thing is also, is how does this not implicate the FBI, who has been sitting on Hunter Biden's laptop since December of last year as the president was going into this, you know, impeachment circus?
Oh, it doesn't implicate the FBI. I mean, the Democrats call for the defunding of the police or the reimagining of the police across the country. I say we defund the FBI.
Yeah.
I say we reimagine the FBI. The FBI is so incredibly compromised, and it's become a political weapon of the left. We saw this under Barack Obama.
Clearly.
How he used the FBI, James Comey specifically, to go after the president and to even spy on the president. And for Leslie Stahl, I don't know if Leslie Stahl has been asleep for 4 years or if she's just really a dumb hack.
Yeah.
Because there's only two, that's the only two explanations. When President Trump says they spied on my campaign with his interview, and she goes, no, they did not. Yeah, they did. I mean, how can you say they didn't?
Is she related to Jerry Nadler, who doesn't think Antifa exists either?
Right, exactly. Just because you say it isn't so doesn't make it true.
Yes. Yeah, we question your level of intellect when you make statements like that. But that's the same. Now, this Leslie Stahl was the same one, I'll never forget, interviewing some young Muslims. And the Muslims confronted her. They were in a room and they were just, you know, talking back and forth. And she's trying to get their understanding of where they're coming from and their understanding of the West. And they at one point said to her, tell me one good thing that America has done for us and we'll change our mind. Leslie Stahl could not say one thing. What does that say?
Right. And like I said, Leslie Stahl is the poster child of the death of journalism.
Wow. And I'll tell you, and here we are with big tech on the Beltway trying to answer questions. And they now have become the censors of what America can hear and let them compromise our First Amendment right. Right, Megan Barth?
Well, that's right. And those hearings that we watched, you know, showed that Jack Dorsey lied.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The growth rate of the gross domestic product is the most popular indicator of the nation's overall economic health. Thursday, the government released the third quarter numbers, and they look great. The GDP grew 33.1% in the third quarter this year. Now keep in mind, the second quarter numbers fell 31.4%, so not only did the fiscal health gain the loss back, it added nearly 2 points. The Girl Scouts of America deleted a social media post on its official Twitter and Facebook pages Wednesday evening, congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her appointment to the Supreme Court. Almost immediately, social media shamed the Girl Scouts for the post, prompting deletion. Representative Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat from Massachusetts, tweeted, "What kind of patch does one earn for uplifting a woman who is the atheist of justice?" In a statement released by the Girl Scouts, the organization said the post was quickly viewed as a political and partisan statement, which was not its original intent. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the way people conduct their financial transactions and the methods used to pay for goods and services has changed greatly over the years, as you know firsthand. As contactless payments become more optimal during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, it's no surprise that virtual payments are seeing a huge surge. Now, a recent survey of parents conducted by JASBE explored how American families are spending, the effects of COVID-19, and the future insight into how families make purchases. Now, some of the findings of the survey include COVID-19 has deeply changed the way families' parents are paying for purchases. Financial literacy is a big concern for parents. Parents also had worries about their children's online spending habits, as well as new mobile apps now offering ways for parents to give their children allowance. Are you ready for that? Well, the CEO of JASBE himself, Benny Nachman, joins us now. Benny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Well, we touched on a couple of things, but let's expand a little bit more. How have Americans' attitudes changed toward cash transactions during this COVID-19 experience?
Well, we don't like it anymore. So yes. We conducted a survey, and we found out that about 43% of us today report that we don't use cash, or we very rarely use cash to conduct our daily, you know, routine, our daily transactions, to shop at the supermarket. That is almost double since before COVID. So definitely cash is you know, on the retreat. But you know, something interesting is that we find a little bit of the same attitude is also being attributed to plastic cards. People don't like them or like them, you know, less than they used to. They don't like touching them. They don't like touching the POS, the terminal. They don't like signing. So people are moving more and more towards contactless. Just use your phone to pay. You tap, you go.
So speaking of which, where do you see this contactless transaction moving in the future?
Oh, I think it's here to stay. I think that's the way of the future. So listen, to be honest with you, this has been going on for a while, and this is not only COVID. And way before COVID, in many parts in the world, like in Europe, in Japan, in China, a lot of those places has become almost cashless and more towards contactless. And I think COVID, one of the effects of it is that it kind of propelled or pushed us in America here to just, you know, kind of catch up to where a lot of the rest of the world was. I would tell you my opinion, and it's not only me, probably in 5 years, plastic cards are gone.
Mm. Wow. So everything, you see everything moving to the cell phone or some other AI device that we'll have access to that will be a contactless interaction for purchase.
I think that's true. I think if you think about it, the debit card / credit card, the plastic card, it's really old technology. The first one of those, you know, was issued before World War II. That's some time now. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that the way of the future is contactless. And now it's a phone for the first, I don't know, maybe for the next decade or so, and what comes after, who knows. But yes.
Exactly. Well, in the survey, you also addressed financial literacy, and you found that to be a big concern for parents. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Oh, sure. So, you know, the reason that we do those surveys is because Jaspi is a mobile payments app, and we aim at kids and teens and their parents. And we are just launching a new debit card. It's a virtual debit card, so we're completely in line with this contactless trend. And the aim is that for the adults, so we connect kids and parents and grandparents, and the idea is that the adults would give money to the kids for chores, for allowances, for holidays, for doing good school, for birthdays. And then the kids can save, do good. We work with a long list of nationwide charities, and they can also, obviously, they can also spend. Mm-hmm. So we were asking parents, what do you think about how your kids first understand money? Second, you know, are they being taught about money? And third, what do you think about their spending and habits and all of this? Mm-hmm. And we found, I don't know, probably you won't be surprised. I don't know. Let me share it with you. So one, the vast majority of us, of parents, and me, myself, I'm a dad of two boys. Mm-hmm. Two things worries us. So one is that our kids don't know money and they don't understand and nobody's talking to them or teaching them about financial literacy. Some 72%, almost 73% of us think that there should be more in school about financial literacy. I don't know if you're going to be surprised to learn that in something like 80% of our states, schools talk nothing. They don't teach anything about money at all.
Wow.
And most parents, yes, amazing, isn't it? And
yeah,
most
it is.
Parents definitely think that it should. And parents are also worried about kids. You know, they don't know enough about money, so it's difficult for them to make decisions. At whatever age they are, parents are worried about scams, online scams, when you buy online.
Well, Benny, I think that maybe that's a potential book for you, a little tutorial, you know, for your clients and for the parents, you know, like the rest of us that need to have just a little tutorial to help our kids to see how can we incorporate financial literacy in everyday life. I mean, after all, the kids are coming to us for, like you said, for, you know, some sort of weekly allowance, parents, we've gotten so busy that it's just easier for us to give them the money. But if that's all we're doing, we're really not helping our kids out as much as we could, right?
Agreed. So we're raising, and this is not a new phenomenon. It's going on for my assumption is that well over a decade, probably two, mm-hmm. is that we're raising generations without ever talking to them about money, and then they don't understand why it's not a good idea, only why it's a bad idea only to pay minimum payments on your own credit card when you're 18 or 19. So here's what I would say, and that's a huge part of our mission and philosophy in Jazby. So Jazby is a free service. It's a free mobile app that lets you, again, if you're a parent, connect it to your kid, connect it with the kid's grandparents if you choose, and then start doing some very basic functions that the app helps you, you know, set in order to start teaching your kids about financial literacy and teaching the kids not with boring lectures and quizzes, but the only way that they would really understand and absorb it, it's through real life. So what do I mean? So you set up a weekly allowance, and you give them some goals, you know. Save, I don't know, $1 a week. Mm-hmm. Each family decides how much, right? But it doesn't have to be a lot. Yes. And if they make good on this after 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, reward them. Give them a list of chores, and the help app would help you do that. And it will also help you kind of make sure that they actually do it, right? So because it's important, consistency and keeping your word. So if I say I'm going to do something, I am going to do it. Manage their budget. So give your kids weekly, monthly allowance and let them manage it. And exactly. Data shows again and again that if you let kids manage money, they grow up to be a lot more successful, you know, in life, in money. Let them experience it, because otherwise they're never going to listen to you. You know, their eyes just glaze. It doesn't matter to them. If you call them into the room and start lecturing them about interest, they're not going to care.
Exactly.
But if you're going to tell them, if you're going to save money for 3 weeks, 5 weeks in a row, I'm going to pay you some interest, they will listen, because now it's important.
Without a doubt. He's the founder and CEO of Jazby. Benny Nachman is with us. And these new mobile apps are now available to offer ways for parents to give their children allowance, a way for kids to conduct contactless transactions with that allowance with parental oversight, all in one application. This is absolutely brilliant. Again, Benny, we're so grateful for you coming on the show. Where can people go for more information?
So they can go to jazby.com. It's spelled J-A-S-S-B-Y. Or look for us at the Apple App Store. And while you're on the website, by the way, in about 2 weeks, we're launching our Jazby debit card. It's a virtual debit card for kids and teens. It's built specifically for families with kids and teens. I recommend go sign up. There's, again, about 20,000 families on the wait list. If you sign up today, you're going to be one of the first ones to get it.
That's awesome. Benny Nachman, thank you, Benny. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, eligible individuals can research options safely by using informational websites, attending virtual educational events, and scheduling one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veterans Channel Humana.
It's important to research your options, especially veterans who have VA benefits, to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage.
Visit humana.com/Medicare.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, you know what this means? It is time for The Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California. We're talking about The Movie Guy, Steve Evans, up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're so much alive, we don't even know how to be even more alive, Steve-O. I'm just telling you. I mean, yeah. Pinch me when it's all over here.
So live.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're excited. We got the big Halloween weekend coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, by the way. So, are people going to be handing out votes at their door instead of candy?
I don't know.
Just in those political zip codes. Hey, what's going on with L.A., by the way? I mean, I'm hearing, you know, parades for Trump in L.A. What happened there?
Why? I don't think that's the case.
Is it madness?
I may have missed that. I think that Biden's leading by about 36 points.
I think at least normally, with California being the state that it is. But I'm surprised. My brother in studios.
The state that we know and love, of course.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Studio City, where my brother lives, he goes, man, you know, Bob's Big Boy, they're just, long parades there. They were down Rodeo Drive a couple of days ago, boat parade down in San Diego. You missed those things, Steve-O.
I guess
maybe you just didn't RSVP. You got to RSVP when they send you those invites.
Maybe so. I've been so busy looking at this movie thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you got the Honest Thief now leading the way, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We have Honest Thief number one. I mean, this list is kind of what it has been in late weeks past. The War with Grandpa still out there, number two. The Empty Man, number three. Tenet, number four. And we have The Nightmare Before Christmas rounding out the top five. And we have some interesting movies out this weekend because, of course, this is Halloween.
Start yes,
here.
Exactly.
One called Come Play. Listen to this. This is about a monster named Larry that manifests itself through smartphones and mobile devices. Kind of it's a monster for 2020, you see.
Yes.
We have this lonely 8-year-old kid, Oliver Sutton. He has nonverbal autism. He's relying on his iPhone as his main form of communication. And all that surrounds him really are bullies. He leads a very lonely life. His parents are in the process of separating, and they spend most of their time fighting. And that leaves Oliver to retreat to the comfort of his room.
What a mess. Could you imagine waking up into that? I mean,
here it is.
You're lonely. Your parents are fighting. It's like, where's the dog? I mean, you know, next thing you know, the dog's going to be kicking him.
Well, unfortunately, the dog doesn't appear in this movie. Larry does.
Good.
Oliver, you know, he's in his room watching, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants episodes on his phone, only there's someone, or rather something, staring back at him from the other side of the screen. That evil creature is Larry, this gangly, 10-foot-tall, skeletal monster with poor posture and pain movements and limited lung capacity.
How many times does your mother not tell you not to pay attention to some 10-foot-tall skeletal monster
Absolutely.
That's gangly and on top of that has poor posture? But strike three, you're out.
From anybody like that, whose sorrowful loneliness drives him to harmful extremes, he's tenacious about inserting himself into Oliver's life, causing multiple disruptions. Once Mom discovers Larry's ultimate goal is to technoport into their world and abscond with their child, the threat becomes more personally pressing, as one might expect.
Yes.
It is called Come Play, out this weekend, 64% recommending.
Yeah, where else can you learn about technoporting?
Well, absolutely. He's a monster for the new age. All
exactly.
Right. We have a movie here called Fatale. Now, this is, listen to this plot. We have a married man tricked into a murder scheme by a female police detective, played by Hilary Swank. Fatale centers on the married man who finds himself living a nightmare as he is relentlessly compromised, outwitted, and morally manipulated by a mysterious woman with whom he had a wild one-night stand. How far will he go to save his marriage from his mistake? Have we seen this one before?
Yes, exactly.
Fatal Attraction, but it's always nice to, you know, it's always a cautionary tale. I'm not sure if any rabbit will be boiling in a pot in this movie, but you get the idea. Fatale
exactly.
is the name
well,
of the
Well, if
film.
Anybody's boiling, sounds to me like it might be his heart and soul here.
It could be, absolutely.
Mm.
All right, departing from the horror films, we have a movie called His House, which has been big on the festival circuit, and it is, I think, really a timely tale here. We have a refugee couple making a harrowing escape from war-torn South Sudan, but then they struggle to adjust to their new life in an English town that also has evil lurking beneath the surface. It's 100% recommending this movie. It's called His House, and it's out on Netflix this weekend. You may want to check it out. That is available for all.
You know, that's the
Netflix
thing that's heartbreaking. You know, you see some of these people who have been oppressed, and they leave these oppressed countries only to find themselves oppressed in a new world.
Yeah,
no matter where it is. I mean, you know, we've seen reports here recently of human trafficking. Again, they're doing some major busts on human trafficking here in the United States. And it's heartbreaking to see what's going on. But this is...
That's
this is the problem with illegal immigration. When you have illegal, it's not like they can pick up the phone and dial 911 because they know they're here illegally, and meanwhile they continue to be oppressed. It's just heartbreaking to see what goes on. So, powerful story. 100% people agree, huh?
100% His House, Netflix, this weekend.
Good.
Back to the horror films. We have this movie called The Craft Legacy. You may remember The Craft movie from 1996. I don't, but perhaps you do.
No, I don't.
A group of high school students, they form this coven of witches, and this is a sequel to that 96 film called Legacy. 56% recommending. The galactic foursome of aspiring teenage witches get more than they bargain for as they lean into their newfound powers. Kind of a Harry Potter sort of thing here, I guess.
Yeah.
But PG-13, so everybody can watch it. 56% recommending The Craft and Legacy. Here's an interesting film. I haven't seen the trailer, to tell you the truth, so I don't really know the full scope of this movie, but it's called The True Adventures of Wolf Boy. 56% recommending out on Amazon Prime this weekend. This follows a young boy who runs away from home in search of his estranged mother. Now, Paul lives an isolated life with his father in upstate New York. He finds that making friends is almost impossible due to a rare condition he has known as congenital hypertrichosis. This is an affliction that causes abnormal amount of hair to grow all over his face and body. That's why I guess he's called the Wolf Boy.
Mm-hmm.
On his 13th birthday, Paul receives a mysterious gift that compels him to run away and seek out the mother he has never known. Interesting concept here, The True Adventures of Wolf Boy. 56% recommend. You got a great cast. Jaden Martell is the one who plays Wolf Boy. Chloe Sevigny is in this, as well as John Turturro. You might want to check that out this weekend. And then a documentary, the title of which is Wolfman's Got Nards.
Oh, who checked?
100% are recommending out on Amazon and Apple TV this weekend. You got a movie here called The Monster Squad that came out in 87, and it didn't do much at the box office. However, it was one of those movies where, over time, you know, a large cult following grew up around the movie. You know, the movie's basically about a bunch of kids. They face off against Count Dracula and the Mummy and Frankenstein's monster, the Wolfman, the Gillman. That's basically what the movie's about, but this audience has continued to grow, and it has inspired one of the film's stars, Andre Gower, to direct a documentary about the movie, and which is called Wolfman's Got Nards. And basically, he was just hearing all these amazing stories that fans have told him over the years, and he was talking to his fellow castmates, and they said, well, maybe we ought to make a documentary about how this movie has developed this cult following. And I've always found this sort of thing to be interesting, because some movies are like that. They're released and they go nowhere.
Right.
And then they end up playing the Saturday Night Horror Festival for 20 years, the new art, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then you get movies like My Left Shoe or something, you know? So, we love these kind of things, these eclectic sort of deals. And then it's like the backstory is more interesting than the story itself sometimes.
Right, right.
Right?
What's your favorite horror movie of all time, by the way?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me that. I'm not much of a horror. I'm not much of a horror person.
We have a Rolling Stone list of the top horror films of all time. I won't go, Dave, that's like 100 films long. Well, we'll go through the top five, okay?
Okay, that's good. That's fair.
Number five, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, came out in 74. Remember that one?
Barely familiar with it. Didn't see it, but yes.
Halloween was number four, 78. Okay. It came out in 78. Psycho, number three. The Shining, number two. And number one... Number one, it came out in 73. I'll never forget this movie, The Exorcist. Remember that?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. That one I remember. Spinning heads and all kinds of goop flying around.
You really had to be there for that one.
And yeah, really.
The key to a great horror film is its believability. And when you watch that movie, you could actually kind of buy into the fact that this could actually happen, you know?
Yes.
And if you remember, you had people passing out. You had people, you know, losing it into their popcorn when she does her...
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, altar boys were persona non grata for the longest time. I mean, forget about even getting close to a priest.
Well, I mean, it was a wild film. Number one of all time, according to the readers' poll.
Kind of amazing.
And all
these years later, we go back to the 70s for the best. I mean, what was it? I mean, what was happening in the 70s? I mean, we had Elvira, right? What was her name? Elvira?
Elvira.
Is that what it was, Elvira? I remember because she came by the station a couple of times because her and Wolfman Jack, they had all kinds of fun.
Yes.
They did a couple of promotions together, right? And it's Elvira, right? I don't even know how I remember
that. Yeah. She came out of a coffin, remember, on TV?
Yes. Yes, exactly. She had a local TV show, and people loved her, and it was hysterical, you know, kind of charming. And you always looked forward to seeing her around this time of year.
Yes, I mean, I wonder if she's still out there.
Yeah, in fact, I saw her do a cameo. Well, I can't remember. I can't remember what movie. It was a movie or something. I saw her.
Well, she was wearing so much makeup even back then, she would probably age well when you think about it, right?
I would think so, probably. Yeah, yeah. who needs that? I mean, you know, but yeah, she's got a permanent gig. I mean, after all, I mean, she's already been form-fitted for a coffin.
Right. So there you go.
I don't know, man.
So
what are you gonna do for Halloween? What are you gonna do for Halloween? I saw this one dad. He created him because of social distance. He created this kind of like a catapult that they sling the candy to the kids, you know, as they're passing by.
Well, we have one of those elongated gripper things, you know.
Oh yeah,
So I think we might use that to pass out the candy.
Well, yeah. So we'll have some fun out there. I mean.
We will.
Heaven knows we need it. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans, right here. Thank you, Steve-O. Have a good one, buddy. Be safe.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Med Away, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Med Away. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Med Away has done for me.
Green Med Away comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.